And one of the things, too, I was interested in talking about what kinds of challenges you guys face. I mean, obviously, Highway 98, particularly during tourist season, is a heavily traveled road. And I was interested in finding out what kind of challenges that sort of traffic volume poses for construction workers and for the project itself. I mean, is that heavy traffic volume something that might tend to slow your progress on the work, or does it have any effect on it at all?
It can have an effect in certain circumstances. We've been lucky that we've been able to do a lot of our work behind barrier wall.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of shields the workers a little bit. But, I mean, it's always a factor. Mm-hmm. The traffic is always a factor.
Mm-hmm.
People have accidents. People, aren't always paying attention. Anything can happen out there. So
mm-hmm.
certainly the large volume of traffic does play some sort of a factor.
Sure.
It just luckily, with us working behind the barrier wall, in a lot of our work phases, it's helped.
Mm-hmm. And I would assume, too, that having those barrier walls in place obviously makes it at least a little bit safer for the workers on the road, because they're not right up against traffic. And
that's correct.
Okay. Through the end of, for all three phases, we're talking about through the end of 2020 then?
Possibly early 21.
Okay.
But, everything is weather dependent.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to give an exact date, but right now our schedule is showing late 2020, early 21.
Okay. And another question, this might be beyond your expertise just a little bit, but the businesses along the route who have, some interruptions when their curb cuts are disturbed by the traffic and all, do they get any sort of compensation from you guys or from anybody for, the inconvenience that may create for them and their customers, or is that just something that they understand and you guys sort of understand as their cost of business along that route?
No, they don't get any direct compensation, but we try to make things as painless as we can. We try to make sure we keep their driveway turnouts maintain
mm-hmm.
As good as we can. I mean, obviously, while we're working there, it's not going to be asphalt or concrete
mm-hmm.
At the right-of-way line. It might be milled material or something of that nature, but we try to do a good job of making sure that our contractor is keeping those driveways maintained. And then we also have the business signs that we install for them.
Yeah.
To try to help, the public navigate where they're trying to get to.